You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
Well, yeah. Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Oh, no.
A student at Oberlin College in Ohio described being, quote, scared and angry.
Uh-oh.
After the school announced a work crew would be installing radiators in the safe space dormitory for women and trans students, explaining the crew would likely be cisgendered men.
But hold on.
Uh-huh.
So they don't want people putting...
It's a safe space, so they're not allowed to have cisgendered
men. I know, but they're trying to make this place warm for them in the winter.
Yeah.
So they want them to go hire a full, like, gender-neutral work crew?
Yeah, trans work crew, I guess.
You got to be outside of your goddamn mind. What are we doing?
She said, I was angry, scared, and confused. Why didn't a college complete the installation over the summer when the building was empty? Why couldn't they tell us precisely when the workers would be there? Why were they only notifying us the day before the installation was due to begin?
Oh, my God.
That's what Peter Frey Witzer wrote in an op-ed published in a college newspaper on Friday. The student said he grew concerned because he had not heard of the installation plans before a school email was sent out on October 7th. He explained that the crew would likely be cisgendered men entering Baldwin Cottage, which is home to a safe space for women and transgendered persons.
Now, hold on. So it's for women and transgender.
Yeah.
Safe space.
Uh-huh.
Now, who are they supposed to be safe from?
I guess everybody else? I don't know.
Why are they lumped in together, but nobody else is lumped into that? What if a straight man or
not
a
allowed.
Gay man?
Not allowed. Well, maybe.
No.
Maybe a gay man.
No, it said transgender.
Yeah.
Not gay men.
I think they would probably let it slide.
Well, that's messed up.
It is. Yeah.
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 That is very. I don't know. There's several words I want to use here. It's bigoted.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean?
A little bit.
So if some very nice gay guy and his straight friend want to walk in there because they feel safer also because they don't like society as a whole, they will be outed. Get out of here. And they'll be like, but this is a safe space and I want to be safe. And they're like, you're not safe here, bitch. Okay.
He said, I hope I'm not misgendering him. Baby said, in general, I am very averse to people entering my personal space.
Hmm.
This anxiety was compounded by the fact that the crew would be strangers and that they were more than likely to be cisgendered.
Aren't you an adult?
I mean, debatable.
But you know what I'm saying? Is this college student, are you able to go to Walmart?
Yeah, I don't exactly. Like, I don't know how you expect to live in society.
Can you go to a gas station? Can you go to any restaurant?
I'm sorry to say, Peter, maybe that most people that you encounter are going to be cisgender. That's
sorry.
Just the way it is.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Numbers. Just don't be. Look, most people are pretty cool, man. Person, you know?
The work crew eventually showed up at the dorm, and Frey Witzer described what he saw immediately, that they were all men.
Oh, my God.
And it was clear.
With penises.
It was clear that the college had not made a special request that male workers not be allowed onto the upper floors of Baldwin.
Very divisive.
Even though they have to, you know, do this work, which I'm sure they had to be up there to do the work.
These poor construction workers, they're just trying to do their damn job. You know what I mean? They're not there to assault anybody or make anybody uncomfortable. They're just trying to put some generators in there so people can be warm.
I believe, and maybe I'm mistaken, I believe Peter may be trans.
I mean, what would be the difference if it was a race thing? Would it be different? But you know what I'm saying? Like, if this was, you know, somebody saying, look, I'm scared of Puerto Ricans. And then Puerto Rican workers come in, and they go, oh, God, I smell yellow rice. Oh, you know what I mean? It's freak out. This guy's got Mofongo. You know, it's racist. It's wrong.
Frey Witzer asked a representative of the college who he called Polo Man, because he was wearing a neat polo, who accompanied the crew, if he could reject getting the radiator installed. The college emissary apparently said no. and at this, and the student left for class to allow the work crew to make the dorm improvements. He said, by the time I had come back, they appeared to be done, though Polo Man warned me that they would return later in the week to check the insulation. Sure enough, they were back the next day, and I felt mildly violated and a little peeved. Freiwitzer said he asked how other students in the dorm felt about the work crew, with many complaining about the messes, the noise, and the other typical complaints that accompany the construction projects. Others noted that they didn't feel comfortable with how the school handled the insulation. He said, I understand, of course, insulation like this are routine, and the college needs to improve its facilities.
Uh-huh.
And who am I to stand in the way of that?
Yeah.
After all, I get a brand new spanking new radiator right in time for the cold weather.
Ta-da!
But why not finish the project during the 4 months of the summer semester?
Well, you don't
when the
know.
The building was unoccupied.
You don't know how, what it takes, the permits you have to get, construction scheduling, you know.
And maybe the radiator just broke. Colleges aren't really spending money unless they have to. I'm assuming
right.
It probably just broke. And they said, well, these kids are going to die unless they have this new radiator put in. So, all right, we'll have to spend the money and get it put in ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you don't know what it takes to have that those radiators put in. Like, there's a lot of things behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with a lot of people outside of the story. Is you go, why can't you just do this? Because there's like 12 working parts that you don't know about.
Yeah.
So shut up.
I saw this story. This is, and I don't really have anything other than the actual article. Dave Chappelle is still in the news.
I know.
The Closer, his final Netflix special just came out, what, almost 2 weeks ago now?
Uh-huh.
I have not seen it yet.
I saw it.
You did see it?
Yeah. Saw it the night it came out.
So I've heard everything or anything from it's fantastic to it's a TED Talk. It's Nanette, but Dave Chappelle instead doing Nanette. And I've also heard that it was good, but... our friend Jeff Klein, actually, I saw his Beer with a Queer episode today, and he was talking a little bit about the special. And he was saying that he just didn't understand why Dave was commenting on the community that he's not a part of. And well, I don't understand that point of view that you have to be in a community to talk about.
Well, I could have answered that. He's commenting because that community has been coming after Dave Chappelle for his comedy for a long time. And that's what Dave Chappelle, that's what I took from it.
I think they would say that Dave Chappelle started it.
Right.
He's talked about them first.
But he talks about everybody, and he's made that point.
Well, that's the thing.
He talks about
these same people will laugh when they, you know, when he messes with white people.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they comes after them, and they go, oh, I got to go write something.
As a matter of fact, the Closer, he crapped on white people a lot in a joke. Several jokes on white people, Michigan white people, all kinds of white people. He even said, I don't like white people at one point. I mean, and do you see any white people complaining?
Maybe some, obviously, but
it's not like we're going crazy.
Right.
Because we get crapped on all the time by comedians, all the time, especially black comedians. And it's okay. You know, most white people probably like, yeah, we had to come in. You know what I mean? Whatever. But as a comedian, I understand it's art, and you choose to consume art. If you don't like somebody's art, don't consume it. Don't listen to it. Don't look at it. Don't pay attention to it. But at the end of the day, it's expression. It's art. And if you don't like his words, then don't buy it. Don't use it.
What I don't like about this new world that's being created mainly is there's no color in it. You can't be free to use all of the paints and pastels to your disposal. It's like you just have to work. Well, Dave Chappelle is a black cisgendered guy. He can only talk about black cisgendered guy. I mean, that's boring.
No,
that's going to be super boring.
No, look, comedy, one of the things that makes the great comics great is that they take uncomfortable things and talk about it and make it funny. You know, they push the envelope. They fly close to the sun. You know, that's what you want. You want edge. You know, you want people to say the things that maybe you're afraid to say, and they make it funny. They make you uncomfortable, and they make you laugh. And it's been happening forever. I mean, nobody is going back and canceling Richard Pryor for the things that he said. Homophobic things as a comedian, jokeable stuff. crapping on white people, crapping on Hispanic people, on ladies, on everybody. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy. Go back and watch. I mean, you want to talk about getting upset at people? Go back and watch Delirious. You know, I mean, it's riddled with homophobic stuff and racist stuff and stereotypes and cultural appropriation and misogyny. It's all there. But it was, you know, that was a time where people would say, look, this is real. This is jokes. He's not gathering a mob to go out and kill a certain group of people. He's making a joke about everything that's around us all the time, life around us. Mm-hmm. George Carlin did it. I mean, all the greats have done it. For God's sakes, everybody's done it. Kevin Hart, he did it. You know, he can't go to the Oscars because of it. I mean, it's just, it's at the point now where everything is a witch hunt. It's like if somebody says anything that doesn't fit, like everybody, you know, everybody has to be comfortable with it. It has to be a safe space. Is Netflix the new safe space? Because it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, yeah, I don't understand that you have to be part of a group to make fun of it. I don't accept that.
Well, it's like
that's
that lady that when we covered the morning show last week, and she told us that we don't get an opinion because we're straight white males. That's,
in her defense, it's not what she said. She just said that it doesn't matter as much. Yeah, that we're allowed to have. Oh, thank you, Karen, for allowing us to have our opinion.
Which still is doo-doo. You know what I mean?
And nonsense since we were hosting a radio show.
And she also said that as a straight white man, I've never been discriminated against. Yeah. She said that.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like when you do this stuff, they have a broad assumption of what it's like to be a straight white man, and it is great. And I'm not saying it's bad. It could certainly be a lot worse.
Hey, if you look at throughout history,
yeah,
it's been a huge advantage.
But, you know, if we're doing this thing of our own perspective and our truth and all this stuff, it's like you don't know.
Right.
I don't know what it's like to be anything else but a straight white man, but you don't know what it's like to be a straight white man.
And you also don't know what it's like to be this straight white man, because I have my own struggles, my own problems. And I pointed that out to her, too. I'm morbidly obese. I've been fat since birth, right? I've been battling that forever. And I have lost opportunities. I have been crapped on. I've been bullied. Everything that could be done to you in a discriminatory way has been done to me. And I still carry on. I move forward. You know, I just say, you know what? Life sucks a lot. And there's a lot of dicks out there. And we just have to roll with the punches. You know, and we got to stop raising our kids that they're victims before they even get a chance to fight.
NPR, taxpayer-funded media, they put out an article on the 5th of October. And it was about this special. And it said, for Dave Chappelle, punchlines are dares. His new special, The Closer, goes too far. Now, you start to read this article, and it says, too often in The Closer, it just sounds like Chappelle is using white privilege to excuse his own homophobia and transphobia.
Okay.
That's how you know none of this is real.
Chappelle, black eyes using white privilege.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that what this really means, you know, words are changing. Definitions are changing. Mm. This sounds like class, that he's super rich and has FU
money. Well, that's
not
white privilege. That's a class privilege.
I know. But I think that's what they're framing it as. Oh. Is that now, if you look at who owns wealth here, I believe white men are fourth or fifth in the country. Asians are number one.
But that's the thing, too. If you're trying to label rich people as white, then you're racist yourself. You're telling black people they can't be rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell is that?
But this is amazing. When I read that, I just laughed out loud. Chappelle is using white privilege.
It's a joke.
To excuse his own homophobia and transphobia.
This is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand Audio.